very often we can even renegotiate positions that we already have to help them fit with us more. We don't always have to leave. Sometimes it's about, you know, making a brave choice to have a conversation about what you'd like to take on that maybe you haven't had the opportunity to do. And it does take some courage to do that, but, you know, there's methods in which you can really do it in such a way that, you know, you don't burn a bridge, you aren't, you know, ruffling any feathers. It's really just about being honest and figuring out a way to have that conversation include something that's in it for them. Them, what I mean is whoever it is in the organization you're speaking to, whether it's helping them reach their goals, whether it's about, you know, the results of the company. But there is a way to create that. And I've helped many, many people do it in lots of different ways. You know, we've renegotiated positions. I've helped people straddle two departments in companies. I've helped people, you know, job share, to take on new projects, to redesign their departments, to start new companies, to even take their own entrepreneurial ventures and redesign them a bit. You know, sometimes it's about, you know, assigning roles in a different way when it's your own company. I worked with one company that two business partners decided that they would actually be better off working separately. You know, and all of this can be discovered when you really take a hard look inside. And it's not an easy project. It takes some time and some real honesty, but it can be done.